We've always got you covered at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are inside the Quicken Loans Studios here in Houston, Texas, and we invite you to check us out online at yahoosportsradio.com/podcasts. All of our podcasts are there, and the good news is, if you ever miss one of our special interviews, you can go back and listen. And time now, in our next segment, we're going to relive and celebrate the life and legacy of the Hall of Fame innovator and coach who won two national championships at the University of North Carolina. We're talking about the great Dean Smith, who passed away this week at the age of 83. And right now we are, it's such a pleasure to welcome in ESPN college basketball analyst Mo Casera, who is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening, Mo. It's nice to have you with us.
Good evening. Glad to be on. Glad to be back.
Well, it's great to be back, and we've got many storylines that we want to get into in terms of with college basketball. But first and foremost, there's been so many tributes this past week across the country, from President Obama to Michael Jordan on Dean Smith. I mean, what a remarkable individual, a special coach and person. What are some of your early recollections, and how would you remember him?
Well, I think Coach Smith is a Hall of Famer in many respects. I think as you go across college basketball, he was a beacon of leadership, of teaching, of coaching, and back to all the players and people that he's been able to coach in North Carolina, which was really the model of so many people chased and followed for so many years in college basketball. So he transcends and moves across not just college basketball, but through college athletics and really the development of where college basketball is today in so many levels. So he's certainly one of the greats, and certainly one of the all-time greats that I think will be talked about for many, many years.
Well, Mo, I think Michael Jordan said it best. Other than my parents, no one had a bigger influence on my life than Coach Smith. I mean, it was so much more than being a coach and the X's and O's. It was really about the development and growing up these guys and making sure that they understood that.
You know, as a former coach, those are the things that you really remember. You forget some of the wins and losses. You forget some of the tough ups and downs. But it's those relationships with the players. And so many players have coaches that are really, you know, father figures to them. They're leaders to them. And I think Dean Smith was certainly one of those people who really had such an impact on so many players for so many years. And even after he was done coaching, and you can see the tributes now. You know, I had a chance to talk to Matt Daugherty a little bit, who's a good friend of mine. We were going back on email the other day, who played for Coach and is a native Long Islander here where I'm based out of. And, you know, some of the stories he was just telling me, it almost gave you tingles of good feelings and how many people really love Coach Smith.
Well, you think about Dean Smith, a father figure to so many of his players. We mentioned Michael Jordan. We think of James Worthy, Sam Perkins. I mean, just so many of the great players that were a part of his system and his ability to develop their talent and really maximize their potential and then them to be able to go on to the next level.
No question. And I think it goes, you know, with North Carolina, it's so deep and there's so many great players and so many great names. And Dean Smith certainly is at the top of that list.
Well, you know, and it just wasn't about players too, Mo. We think about the development of coaches. I know that you have a sincere appreciation for that. Just the UNC assistants that have been a part of it. And of course, head coach Roy Williams, Larry Brown and Billy Cunningham.
You know, Roy Williams, one of the great coaches in college basketball today. And the first Division I game I ever coached was against Roy Williams. And I'll never forget kind of walking down that sideline and shaking his hand. And
yeah.
I really believe that Carolina is one of those places. It just has so much tradition and so many wonderful people that are associated with it. They've had assistants across the country go on to do a lot of great things. And, it's a sad day, a sad time losing a guy like Dean Smith, but there's so many great memories. And I think those are going to be trickled out and used throughout college basketball here as we head into March.
I think it's so important that we also point out, I mean, Dean Smith, he had a social conscience. And, you know, with the signing of Charlie Scott, in 66, who became the first African-American on a full athletic scholarship at UNC.
With Dean Smith and the way that they've always handled their business and the way that they've done things and the tradition that they have. I mean, when people talk about fast break, they talk about the Carolina break. When they talk about, great players, they talk about Michael Jordan and James Worthy's and the things that Carolina has done throughout years and decades of college basketball. That's why they're the elite. If not the elite, one of the elite programs in the history of college basketball.
ESPN college basketball analyst Mo Casera is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want to hear from you. Join us online at Twitter at eRadio Sports. Mo, tell all the listeners across the country where they can check out your work. You're outstanding. We enjoy you as an analyst.
Well, I appreciate that. Follow me at @coach_MoCasera or MoCasera.com, my website or my Twitter handle. Can check me out on Sirius Radio or ESPN throughout the rest of February and March.
Okay, so let's transition now. Let's talk some college hoops. Things are definitely heating up. What a wild game this past week with Kentucky and LSU. Kentucky able to get the win. What are your impressions of this Kentucky Wildcat team?
The thing I speak a lot about Kentucky is obviously they're talented, they're deep, they've got a great coach, they've got a great staff, they've got great players, but what really separates them in my mind right now and probably puts them in the lead to win a national championship is their defense. I think they can dominate a game on defense when they're on the road or the shots may just not quite be going in and it's not going quite their way, which is going to happen, you know, throughout the SEC. You see, you know, they got challenged by LSU the other night, they got challenged by Florida. And when they're on the road, you have tough road games, you've got to be able to play defense, and they can dominate a game on defense as well as probably any team I've seen, you know, maybe going back to, some of those UNLV teams.
You know, you mentioned defense. How impressive is it that that coach is able to get the kids, future NBA stars, to buy in on the defensive end? And you got to also take into consideration, this is the fifth youngest team in the country. I mean, they understand the concept and the value of Plan D.
Coach Cal is a master at that, and he starts that in the recruiting process. They talk about that, hey, it's a privilege, and Kentucky is the premier, you know, college basketball place in the country if you want to become a pro. And that's what they're trying to develop in so many of those kids, and they start talking about that in the recruiting process, and Coach Cal has been able to do that year in and year out, getting young talent, but getting them from the very beginning to believe in playing defense, playing as a team, and if you do those things, we're going to put you in position if you're good enough to play in the NBA.
ESPN college basketball analyst Mo Casera joining us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We're zeroing in now on, let's talk about Duke. I mean, what have been your impressions of them?
I think they have the best player in the country, and they might argue they have the best coach in the country. So I wouldn't count Duke out of anything. And they happen to be playing pretty well right now. I think they've hit their stride a little bit. They found a way to scratch out a couple wins that were tough. And they're playing well. I think that their momentum heading into March with Coach K, I wouldn't count them out. I think they're going to be right there at the end.
What about Louisville? Can they make a Final Four appearance? What do you like about them?
My concern with Louisville, as an analyst and watching them a little bit, is their perimeter shooting. They don't shoot the ball very well. They can play defense, and Coach Pitino is obviously going to keep them in the game. They play very hard. I think when it gets into March and it gets down to one game at a time, they're certainly going to be a team that I would fear and not want to play early on. But I don't know if they have enough offensive firepower to get them into the Final Four.
Okay, so we hit on Kentucky with Duke, Louisville. Who would you say? I know it's a little bit early, but Mo, give it to us. Who is in your Final Four this year?
A couple other teams I really like. I really still like Virginia. I know that with the injury to Justin Anderson, some people have been a little concerned. But they had a really good win against NC State without him. I think they're going to continue to roll. They have a great team, and I think if they can get Justin Anderson back and healthy, that they'll have a chance to, be very, very tough in March. But I really like Gonzaga, too. You know, a lot of people on the East Coast don't get a chance to see them, but they have a great guard play, experience, some young talent. The young fellow Sabonis is as good a young kid as I've seen, young big kid I've seen, and probably a lot of the country has not seen him play, but I really like Gonzaga.
Okay, what about out of the Big 12 conference? That's right here in our backyard. I mean, obviously Bill Self has done an amazing job once again at KU. Who's your favorites there?
You know, I've done a lot of Big 12 games for ESPN, and I'm actually heading to Texas next week. I have Baylor in Texas Tech again, and I really like Baylor. I think Baylor is a team that could make some noise. Obviously, Kansas is good. Iowa State is very good. I think the league, top to bottom, is probably the best in the country. There's just no easy games. Take TCU, for example, a team that ran out to a great undefeated start into the top 25, and they're 1-9, 1-10 in the Big 12.
How many teams from the Big 12 Conference do you anticipate will make the tournament?
That's a tough call. I mean, you know, it's going to come down to a little bit of how they play here over the next few weeks. And as you know, as you get into late February and early March, every game counts. And with every game counting, I think the Big 12 is going to, you know, maybe knock a couple of their own guys off, but I think they're certainly going to get five or six teams in.
Okay, always got you covered this weekend at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. We've been talking some college hoops with Mo Cassera, ESPN college basketball analyst. Enjoy your time in Texas. You won't be shoveling snow, I can promise you that. Hopefully it'll be up in the 70s. It's been an amazing week. I mean, I've been in shorts all week down here, Mo.
Well, don't tell us that. I was in Boston the other day. The poor folks in Boston have about 7 feet of snow. Here in New York, there's a lot of snow. So the Northeast is just getting bombed. So I'm anxious to get down there to Texas. I appreciate you having me on.
You bet. Come on down. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. You stay close.